Just say it. I love you, Mom. Didn't they do good? They did excellent, didn't they? Amen. And I bet you some teary-eyed mothers were sitting in the audience here, just marveling that those little babies are growing up and are praising the Lord and singing beautiful songs. And the song is about Mom, Mother's Day. Well, happy Mother's Day to you all, mothers, and to those who are mothers-to-be, and those who are hoping to be mothers, happy Mother's Day. I want to talk today about a noble woman. In the new translation of Proverbs 31 and verse 10, we read, who can find a virtuous and capable woman? She is worth more than precious rubies. Someone said there are four basic institutions that contribute to a stable society. The church, the school, the state, and the home. These institutions play important roles in our lives and contribute to a great degree of forming the nation. If we are to prioritize them, I think home will be the first in the first place. Then church, then the school, and finally the state. The home comes on top. For there we learn the ABCs of life. And there we are molded to become the men and women of the future. As we saw this morning, we are molding these little ones to become men and women of the future. And a question may be asked this morning. Who plays the major role to prepare us? Scholars, educators, and family counselors have come to the conclusion that this great responsibility falls on the mother's shoulder. Whether we like it or not, the Lord has elected the mother to be the one. A mother shapes the destiny of her children and prepares them to face their future world. Emerson once said, men are what their mothers make them. Napoleon Bonaparte wrote, the future destiny of the child is always the work of the mother. Abraham Lincoln said his famous sentence, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Francis Keyes wrote, of all the men I have known, I cannot recall one whose mother did her level best for him when he was little, who did not turn out well when he grew up. Given these important facts and in the face of the evil tide that is sweeping the world today, we need godly mothers. Do you agree with me? Amen. We need godly mothers strong in faith and willing to stand against all the works of the devil who seeks to destroy the home and the family. Today, wherever you go, you see a tide against the family. Whatever you see on television, it's against the family. Whatever books, the majority of books, I should say, it's not to build the family at all. It's to build egos and personalities, but not the family. Especially our television and the movies nowadays, it's not geared to building the families at all. It's geared to destroying the families. I read a poem with regards to the mother. They say that man is mighty He governs land and sea. He yields a mighty scepter on lower powers than he, but mightier power and stronger. Man from his throne has hurled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. And that's the hand of a mother. Today we celebrate Mother's Day throughout the USA. And all eyes and affections are focused on Mother. As we turn to honor her today, we turn to the Bible, which instructs us, a noble mother, who can find? I would like to say, yes, we can find a noble mother. And we can find many in our church. Amen? Amen. And we thank God for the mothers who are in attendance today. And I salute you today. She is to be found. And if you question today, what is a godly mother? And if we ask, if we look at what is a noble mother? Well, let's look a little bit further and see what God tells us about a noble mother. We are honoring mothers today, and a noble mother has a Christ-like attitude. A Christ-like attitude in giving. One of the attitudes of mothers, someone wrote, is her unlimited sacrifice. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, from verse 5 to 8, and I will give you a little word about that. Followers of Christ become truly Christians when they begin to think as Christ thought. What is a giving mother today? She thinks as Christ thought. And Paul exhorted us all, including mothers, to seek to have the mind of Christ. As he writes, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Jesus Christ, that attitude of giving and sacrificing. In his letter also to the Romans, he tells them that. And he says, we cannot become like Jesus Christ in our attitudes and actions until we accept the very thoughts of God as the way in which we will do our thinking. And I thank God for mothers who found the secret of godliness and followed Christ's example in their lives. If I stopped to look at those mothers in the congregation today, you know what I would think? I think these are noble mothers. And I thank God for you all. Yes, we have our failures. Yes, we have our weaknesses. But one thing, you come around to honor God all the days of your lives. And I thank God for that. A mother gives and gives. Because you know why? She has a Christ-like attitude. God gave, didn't he? He gave his only begotten son. This is the secret of motherhood. This is the secret of being a mother. A mother is a giving individual. A mother is a sacrificing individual. When the children were entertaining us this morning, and they were singing, I love you, mother. I saw mothers sitting there and holding their toddlers and pressing them to their chests and loving them and hoping that one day my little children will be up here. And that reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, let these children come unto me. And he took them. Where did he put them? On his lap. And that's the attitude today of every mother. They take their children, put them on their lap. More so than that. And you know, Who noticed that, and who remembers that our mothers used to sit us on their lap and sing a little songs for us? Little songs, little things when we are hurting, when we fall and hurt our knee, and you know, who takes you and kisses you and puts you on her chest and sings that beautiful songs to you? It's the mother. And where did she get that? This is a gift of God, because he took the little children and pressed them against his chest and said, do not stop them from coming to me. And you know what? It's not written in the Bible. I think he sung them a little song. He sang a little song. And probably sang, Jesus loves me as I am. I don't know. He entertained them. And she has that Christ-like attitude from the Savior. And we thank God for mothers like that. I have heard. I have seen mothers so dedicated to their husbands and children, setting in examples in giving, in sacrificing themselves for others. And today, we want to honor your sacrifices. We honor your giving. You give and give and give until there's no more giving. We thank you for that. I remember my mother, who was a real giving mother. And you know, I don't remember very well sitting on her lap, but I remember seeing my sisters sitting on her lap, sick. And you know, when they were very sick, and I didn't want to be near them, she says, go and play and go to the other room. I don't want you to get sick. But you know, she never worried about getting sick herself. She would press them to her self and to her chest and say, honey, I wish it were me, not you. I remember that. And you know, and I used to wonder, just remembered, she never got sick. How come? Yes, maybe she got sick, but she couldn't rest. She continued. Maybe she got fever, but she couldn't rest because she needed to serve us and she needed to take care of us. Well, what's the attitude of a mother like this? It's giving. Jesus gave, she's giving like him. Jesus sacrificed, she sacrifices herself like him. So I salute godly mothers this morning. And I say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for your dedication to your families. Your hard and godly work will pay great dividends in the lives of your children, which will never be forgotten. It may be difficult for young ones today and young children who are in attendance today to understand. I can't understand, Mom. She's an old woman. She could be only 30, and you know, and you're about 9 years old, and you think of Mom as an old woman. No, she's very young, young man. Correct yourself a little bit on young lady. Okay? And we think of them as the old generation. And we do not understand what they do for us. And we do not understand their sacrificing their lives for us. How they stay all night long when we're sick. They take us to school. They worry about us. They sit down and teach us day and night to become the women and men of the future. And we do not understand. You know, Victoria Farnsworth tells of her experience after she became a mother, saying, not until I became a mother did I understand how much my mother had sacrificed for me. Not until I became a mother did I feel how hurt my mother was when I disobeyed. You hear that, teenagers? Not until I became a mother did I know how proud my mother was when I achieved. Not until I became a mother did I realize how much my mother loved me. We thank God for loving mothers. And there are still mothers today who give and give and sacrifice and give until death. I read a story. I don't want to I don't want you to cry, but I read a story that happened years ago in the 20th century. I never thought that I am in the 21st century now, but we are. You know, reminder, we are in the 21st century. So in the 20th century, years ago, a young mother was making her way across the hills of South Wales, carrying her tiny baby in her arms, when she was overtaken by a blinding blizzard. She never reached her destination. When the blizzard had subsided, searchers beneath a mound of snow found her body. But they discovered that before her death, she has taken off all her outer clothing and wrapped them around her baby. When they unwrapped the child, to their great surprise and joy, they found he was alive and well. She had mounded her body over his and given her life for her child, proving the depth of mother's love. Years later, because this is a true story, that child, David Lloyd George, grown to manhood, became Prime Minister of Great Britain, and without a doubt, one of England's greatest statesmen. He went around every time saying, "My mother gave her life for me." Mothers, whatever you do, any phase of your life, give. God has given you this great gift, is to give. Don't stop giving, because you will affect your children, you'll affect their manhood, you'll affect society, you'll affect state, you'll affect the whole world. Again, we are celebrating Christ-like attitude in loving. There are different kinds of love, we know that. There's the romantic love, people love romance and romantic love. And if you're in love, you know what I'm talking about. If you've been in love, you know what I'm talking about. And I hope you'll continue being in love, because this is a wonderful life. There's brotherly love too. And there's the love of Jesus Christ. He loved us with sacrificial life. Christian mothers are those who have something more than a maternal type of love. They are those who have permitted the Holy Spirit to pour out within them the very love of God for the members of their families. And I see it here. And I see two generations at least, or three generations, two mostly, of motherly love. I see sacrificing. I see love at its best. I see Christ's love. I see that the mother that loves, that has Christ in her heart, she loves without boundaries, without limitations. I see the care for her children. I see the care for her husband. I see the care for her work and her responsibilities in the church. And I say, what a godly mother this mother is. And I thank God that God has placed that love in your heart, mothers, and the responsibilities on your shoulders. Please continue. We are here celebrating motherhood, and continue to be that ideal mother that God wants you to be, that Christ-like attitude in loving. An unknown writer said, "A mother is underpaid." We know that. Do you? Men, please understand that. Husbands, please understand that. Your wife is underpaid, so give her a raise. In love, love, love. Love her. Amen. A mother is underpaid, has long hours, and gets very little rest. Do we agree to that, mothers? Okay. I'm running for sheriff today. She worries too much, someone wrote, about her children. But she says she doesn't mind it at all. True. She is the guardian angel of the family, the queen, the tender hand of love. A mother is the best friend anyone ever has. A mother is love. Mothers, may I ask you a question? Are you loved today? The world needs to see the love of Christ. And He has chosen mothers to show it. Would you please? I beg of you. The Lord the world needs love. And there's nothing better than mother's love. And there is no better instrument, no better vehicle, no better human being to carry the love of Christ through the Holy Spirit except a mother. Please do us these favors and continue. I started thinking and then I came to these words. These are my, she is genuine. And when I started thinking of my wife. She's the mother of my children. And I said, may God bless her. She is genuine. She's caring. Wow, how she is caring. She's kind. She's observant. She's generous. Sensitive. Patient. Industrial. Achiever. Trainer. Adorable. Etc. And ever loving. Did you eat your vegetables? Yes, Mom. I prefer chocolate, but I'll eat vegetables for your sake. I prefer a hamburger, but I'll eat the broccoli. I have no problem with that myself, as you well know. But genuine mothers. God is looking for genuine mothers. The Lord is looking for caring mothers. The Lord is looking for observant, generous, sensitive, patient, industrial achievers. And above all, trainer. What does the Bible say? Train your child in the way he should go. You know you are trainers. Not at the gym downstairs. No. You're trainers at home. It's what you mold at home. Is what you see in the future in society. It's what you do at home. Has its results in the church. It's what you do at home. Has its results in the state. It's what you do at home. Has its results outside. And I hope and I wish to God that every mother in attendance today and hopeful mother that will take up this responsibility. I want to be Christ-like minded today. How is it so? He was in the image of God. He was God Himself. He left everything. He says, I need to go down and I need to sacrifice. I need to die the death of the cross to save them and to love them and to show them the love of God. You have a great responsibility. The world needs to see salvation through you. Love through you. Sacrifice through you. And this is what God wanted you to be. That's a gift from Him to us all. And I hope every man in attendance appreciates a godly mother, appreciates his wife, appreciates his mother, appreciates his sister who's at home, who's a Christian. Appreciate every Christian woman he knows, because on these women is built the society that we are in today. And you know why we have problems today? Because mothers have left their place. Mothers have left their place. And where's their place? Where could we find Martha and Mary? Where could we find the women of old sitting at the feet of Jesus? And there we can learn. And there we can hear Him. And there we know what He needs, what He wants from us, and what He needs us to do. And people have left that place. Have left that place. You know, Ruth's finest hour. Who know about her? Finest hour was when she made the choice to go with her mother-in-law and follow God. There's no better choice in the world. No better. Mary, the mother of Jesus, After he left, we find her with the disciples, praying and living with them. And she never left John, and John never left her until she died and went to heaven. Why? Because she wanted to be with the Christians. She wanted to live at the feet of Jesus. You want to be Christ-like-minded? You say, Adel, you're talking, you're setting very high examples. It is a high example, but, you know, it's doable. It's attainable if you sit at the feet of Jesus. If you follow Christ, if you imitate Him, if you follow that great example, He gave Himself for others. And we thank God for those who are doing. A mother gives till there's no more giving, someone said, and she loves till death. The character of a true and godly mother and Christian mother is priceless. I encourage you to sit there at His feet. Live to honor Him and to raise your children according to the Word of God. I read a story that happened earlier in the 90s. It's about a godly woman and her husband. And the story goes like this. At 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, James Lawson of Running Springs, California, in the San Bernardino Mountains, if you're from Southern California, you know where it is, left home to apply for a job. About an hour later, his 36-year-old wife, Patsy, left for her fifth grade teaching job down the mountain in Riverside. She was accompanied by her two children, 5-year-old Susan and 2-year-old Gerald, to be dropped off at the babysitter's. Unfortunately, they never got that far. 8.5 hours later, the man found his wife and daughter dead in their wrecked car, upside down in a cold mountain stream. His 2-year-old son was just barely alive in the 48-degree water. But in that death, the character of a mother was revealed in a most dramatic and heart-rending way. For when the father scrambled down the cliff to what he was sure were the cries of his dying wife, he found her locked in death, holding her little boy's head just above water in the submerged car. For 8.5 hours, Patsy Lawson had held her beloved toddler afloat and had finally died in that position. Her body almost frozen in death, in that position of self-giving love, holding her baby up to breathe. She died that another might live. That's the essence of a mother's love. I pray and hope that no mother would be put to this test at all. But as long as you have your children and that responsibility, I pray with all my heart that you raise them in the fear of the Lord and you train them to love God. Bring them to church. Let's go, son. Let's go, daughter. Let's go, sons. I want to take you to Sunday school. We are not teaching religion here. Not at all. Not to teach them religion, but teach them about the one who gave his life to set you free. This woman died that another might live. As I said, I pray God will not put you to that test, but will give you a happy, happy, beautiful ending, wonderful, good stories. So you will see your children and great children and great grandchildren honoring God and living, and will give you a wonderful and good life. And you know what? And this is why the Bible is asking, a noble mother, who can find? I thank God I found mine. Did you find yours? For her worth is far above rubies. Mothers, that's a high standard. It's attainable. Let's live to achieve it. And may God bless you and have a happy Mother's Day. Let's bow our heads. We thank you, Father, for the godly mothers that we have. We thank you for each and every one of them. And we pray that their sacrificial love and life in giving and sacrificing will affect generations to come. Help us as a family of God meeting in this church to be ideal mothers, setting examples for our children and our husbands, raising our families in the fear of the Lord, and affecting our society, impacting each and every person positively that comes in touch with us. Bless each and everyone in attendance today. We pray that you be with the families and give us a great Mother's Day. I pray that God raise godly mothers on a daily basis so we can have a good society and a wonderful and good nation too. We thank you for the opportunity and we pray that you dismiss us with your blessings. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.